Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
This guy, I cannot. I've talked about this a little, maybe when you were here, maybe when you were gone, but Tristan Thompson busted cheating again, Riggs, with another chick, and now he's claiming that she's lying and that all of the messages he sent her didn't happen. So he sent a cease and desist, get this, Tristan Thompson, to the guy who did the podcast with this girl where she outed. She talked about Tristan Thompson's private parts in detail.
Okay, so she went on someone's podcast. Yes. He sent this guy who does the podcast a cease and desist
saying, take it down, it's not true.
Okay.
The guy who did the podcast said, okay, I will. I'm not here to like ruin lives.
Yeah.
Fine. Well, the girl claims she's not gotten a cease and desist. That's her claiming at this point, because if she's telling the truth, how can you send her? You can shut the podcast guy down. But
right,
how
you can't stop her from talking,
if she's telling the truth, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, she says that she's got these messages, and she even claims that Tristan Thompson reached out to her after she went on the podcast. Another message she claims. He the whole time is saying, no, this is a lie. I think it's funny, some of the stuff that they say about her having these outlandish claims, because I'm like, when a guy's been busted cheating twice in the past couple years, mm-hmm. it's not that outlandish for somebody to claim that. It's outlandish if you're dealing with a really good guy who's a great partner, a great father,
good father,
and all these things, but he's not, okay? He can try to fool us on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but we're seeing through it, Tristan. So I think it's funny that they act shocked and appalled that he would be accused of cheating by an Instagram model.
Those classic cheater mentality.
Yeah, and what's Chloe doing the whole time? Posting damn inspirational quotes, Riggs. I can't. If she posts another inspirational quote instead of just saying, I'm going to whoop his ass for cheating on me. How about that, Chloe? Because these inspirational quotes, God's not going to stop Tristan from cheating. We've learned this already.
No.
Okay, Chloe? So stop. Stop.
She's trying to zen herself out for Mental Health Awareness
Month.
I
want her to get the hell out.
She won't, though.
And what annoys me is that Tristan tried to con us on a whole season of The Kardashians, talking about how he had changed. And it's just like, here we go again.
I'm glad that you watched this stuff so I don't have to.
God.
Thank you for keeping up with it for me.
The last season.
Good. Allie.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a town in Illinois called Casey, Illinois?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Casey, Illinois?
Probably. Is it by St. Louis?
It's kind of like in between St. Louis and like the Illinois border. Almost.
Is it where
they
came up with the Casey's gas stations?
I don't know.
Oh,
there's
the
a whole bunch
store,
of those.
The Casey's Town Store.
That's
you
like,
ever seen those?
You can tell where the state line is because Quick Trip stop and then these Casey's start picking up when you get into Illinois and Indiana.
Wisconsin's
Quick Trip,
the
yeah.
Quick Trip. Yeah.
Wisconsin goes into Iowa and it stays in Wisconsin mostly.
Mm-hmm.
So I was driving towards St. Louis, and there was this town called Casey, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And their slogan is Big Things, Small Town. So this town, I see a billboard that says World's Largest Rocking Chair.
Okay.
World's Largest Mailbox.
Oh,
World's
geez.
Largest Golf Tee.
Come on.
1.2 miles. And I go, Of course, if you're on a road trip, I see something stupid like that. I was like, what? You've never, I was like, Allie has to have heard of this place. This stupid little rinky-dink town called Casey, Illinois, that has all this giant stuff in it. And I put all these pictures on my Instagram. It's at Riggs Radio. You can check it out there. But there's all these.
How to spend a day in Casey, Illinois.
Exactly. And there's all these ridiculous things, just like sculptures and monuments around the town. There's a giant mouse trap.
When I Google it, it tells me world's largest golf tee and world's largest mailbox.
It's
That's
all
what
there.
It says.
You can walk up inside this giant mailbox and stand inside of it. It's just a huge tortoise trap, and there's all this goofy stuff all over the entire town. The world's largest wind chimes, which for some reason.
This is not Southern Illinois anymore. This is you're getting into Central Illinois. This
okay.
is by Effingham, Mattoon, Champaign. You're getting up there. See, I know sounds funny.
Effingham is
Effingham
funny. I want some
funny.
Effingham. It just sounds funny.
My whole life, I just knew it. I forgot how funny it sounds.
Yeah.
Effingham.
I want some Effingham. Oh. I was wondering if you grew up in that area, if
no.
you ever took a stupid road trip to this goofy place, Casey, Illinois.
I grew about 2 hours south
okay.
of there, but
okay.
that's funny.
It's just, it's out of this world. And there was
Casey,
literally
Illinois.
Nothing else to do in that town except for look at all the sculptures. And there was like a weird Amish like building with all these Amish guys
uh-huh.
staring at me as I was.
My mom grew up in that area. And
a lot of Amish out
town,
there?
A ton of, the entire town my mom grew up in was like mostly Amish. She wasn't Amish, but when I was a child, we would go visit my grandma.
Yeah.
My grandpa had already died. And when it was totally normal to drive down the road to my grandma's and pass a bunch of buggies. Like I told,
yeah.
it was normal to me. So the Amish aren't strange to me because I saw it my
no.
whole life. Yeah.
And I don't want to assume they were Amish, but they had black square hats. They had the
Amish.
Black square beards.
Well, that's
and
obvious.
He was literally chewing on a piece of straw.
No,
I'm not making that up.
They're Amish. You can tell 100%. By the outfit. That's
yes.
not even I don't think that's there's anything
no.
wrong with saying they're Amish. I can tell by the outfit. Yeah.
Like,
no, totally.
I didn't want to be like, so
yeah.
it was an interesting situation. I was wondering if you'd ever seen it before. So you haven't.
No,
so
but
haven't.
I'm wondering if that's like where Casey's gas stations came from.
I am
but
too.
Sounds like that came out of Iowa, not Illinois.
My other
so.
Thing is who determines that it's the world's largest?
Well, that's the
does
other
somebody
thing.
Does somebody go around?
I could get on the internet and
yeah.
be like, come see the world's largest basketball. I just made that up.
Right.
And here's my house. And the internet would come. Like,
yeah, they
the
would.
Internet is that. That easy
of
to
course
convince.
It is.
Like, I could get on and say I have something cool, come visit it, and people would come.
I have to think that it's legit, though, because they have the world's largest, the former world's largest knitting needles.
Knock it off. This is getting worse by the minute.
Because I had to stop for, I start seeing this goofy stuff, so I pull into this little shop that sells t-shirts, and I go, do you have a map of all the goofy stuff around town, just so I can see it all? She goes, sure. And of course, she has one and hands it to me. And I find the second world's largest knitting needles. Because apparently somebody else in the world made bigger knitting needles. So, which leads me to believe
this
that somebody is verifying these world's largest things.
Well,
and
they
they're checking
must
up
be.
With Casey.
I don't know.
I don't
who?
Think you can just say you have the world's largest unless you can somehow verify it.
Well, that's
right?
my point. Is no, I can get on the internet and say whatever the hell I want is the damn
right.
problem. That's my point.
But still, you have to be
I
able to
just
show
make it.
It
up. Well,
but you
yeah,
have to
so
be able
what?
To show
I got
it, though.
A big chair outside. Would you question it? No. You'd be like, well, I guess
no.
it's the biggest one. But like you are wondering, who said it's the biggest? One.
It is three stories tall. It's
uh-huh.
the biggest, certainly the biggest one that I've ever
uh-huh.
seen. I'd love to sit on that rocking chair, rock back and forth, and tell people to get off my lawn.
You could just go down to AJ Bomber's and sit in their big chair. I
that's,
mean, it's kind of the same
it's like
thing,
Riggs. It's like 4,000 AJ Bomber chairs.
That's
what it is.
Thing.
It's
yeah.
huge.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I wanted to let you know, if you're ever in that part, you ever go back down south to
you
see your family.
You found some weird-ish, man.
Dude, I did. And if you ever want me to plan your road trip, let me know.
No, I'm good. I'm good here because you would send me to see the world's largest rocking chair. And I'd be like, where's the booze and the D?
Sure. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie.
Good morning.
A free iPad. All you got to do is get the KISS keyword and enter it at 1037kissfm.com. We'll give you that KISS keyword like 7:05.
10
all right?
minutes.
Uh-huh.
10 minutes, people.
10 minutes away from a free iPad.
All That's right. Me. What's
so,
going on?
You know how we have NASA here in America, right?
Yes.
And so every country has their own space program. Well, China
yes.
has one as well.
Okay.
And they launched a rocket with their space station to go up into space.
Uh-huh.
Now, normally when a rocket goes up to space, I don't know if you know this, but the rocket is only needed just for the takeoff.
Mm-hmm.
Usually breaks off, and whatever it has to go into space goes into space, and the rocket will either land somewhere specific, like the SpaceX rockets.
Mm-hmm.
They'll land like in a targeted area.
They can control where it lands?
They can.
Okay,
or
great.
They'll just fall back into the water, because they launch them over the ocean usually, so they land back in the water.
Sounds great for our ocean, but anyway,
right.
go on.
We're doing worse things to our ocean, believe me.
They're all bad. Okay, go on.
So China launches this rocket up into space, but the rockets that fall back down, that are supposed to go in the ocean, accidentally go into Earth's orbit. So they're now going around the planets, slowly falling towards the ground. So they're circling the entire planet while going down. They're going to hit the Earth probably on May 9th is what they're predicting.
But they don't know where. How do they not know where?
Because it's going around the Earth right now. They can't. They're trying to pinpoint it. They'll be able to know within probably a day where it's going to hit.
Oh, thank God.
And odds are it's going to hit in water or a very unpopulated area.
Good. So nobody in Poughkeepsie is going to be like, right? Oh, God!
It's about the size of a small aircraft that'll just be like debris across the ground. But it could be as far north as like New York or Madrid in Spain, or as far south as New Zealand. So it could land literally anywhere.
Yeah.
Like it could land in an urban area with people. It could land in the middle of a cornfield somewhere. They don't know.
Wouldn't it kill people if it landed on people?
There's a very slight chance that it could.
Okay, listen, Dr.
Very
Riggs.
Slight.
Is it going to kill me or not?
If it were to hit you directly, yes. But the odds of it hitting you directly are so small.
So basically you've told me there's a rocket that we don't know where the hell it's going, but don't worry, Allie, we'll know in a day or so. So no, don't panic.
Don't panic yet.
What the hell kind of a warning was that, Riggs? Now I'm stressed.
We just have to
hope. Probably not going to hit you, but it might, and I'll let you know in a day.
Well, they have to say that it might. You can't guarantee that it won't hit somebody, but way to go. Way to go, China.
Thanks for nothing, China.
Way to go. Next time, get it right.
I shouldn't have said that because some dummy will take it and...
No, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying. Turn it into a hateful comment that I didn't mean.
It should happen in the next couple days, that rocket falling. So, but they'll know. There's scientists watching it right now.
Why don't we shoot off a rocket? What the hell? Let's play.
Let's go.
Come on, America.
You can win that iPad. The Kiss keyword coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, this guy's got a lot of nerve. Josh Duggar, who is being held.
Nobody's hailing him.
What the hell,
dude? What the hell? What the hell?
He's being held without bail because he was arrested on child pornography charges. He faces up to 20 years in prison and fines. Yeah. And he is going in and asking the judge to let him go home to his wife and six kids with one on the way. Dude.
Stop.
Stop.
Stop
it. You have no business being in a house with children when you are arrested. I can't even... The delusion.
I don't care if they're my kids. All the more reason to keep you away from them.
You got in trouble for molesting your sisters. TLC canceled your show. Yes, I'm clapping my hands because I'm annoyed. They canceled your show
because of you. Dummy.
And then after they canceled your show, because we found out all of that stuff, we found out you were cheating on your wife.
How stupid do you have to be?
Pretty stupid, because you had a full account on Ashley Madison, which is a cheating website. So look, Josh Duggar has been a mess for years. Homeland Security's been investigating him since 2019.
Good.
The oldest of the Duggar kids.
Good.
Like I said, that's why the TLC show got canceled years ago.
I'm glad they canceled it, too, and didn't just brush it aside and be like, well, we'll just talk about the other ones.
Pat TLC on the back yet, though, because what did they do? They canceled the Duggars and gave spinoffs to other siblings.
Oh, yeah.
So they're not gone. You just don't see Josh Duggar. See what I mean? Which is a little not dropping them, but not really.
That's
so
why I call it the Ludicrous Channel.
The Ludicrous Channel. Yeah. But he is expected, his attorneys are going to go in and ask the judge, please let him go home to his family.
Oh, sure.
The judge already said, even if he gets out, he would likely require a third-party custodian that he could reside with. The judge already said, you're not going to go live with your kids. Like, what planet do you have to be on?
No, you better be under, like, sniper surveillance.
You can't be near any kids.
Police officers.
You're going to be a damn sex offender.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Like,
I don't, this guy, Josh Duggar, asking to go home to his family and six kids after he got arrested by the feds on child pornography charges. I can't with
this. Does it surprise you, though, the entitlement of these clowns sometimes?
Big entitlement. I thought that
so
privilege
much,
at its best.
So much, right?
His family and six kids after he got arrested by the feds on child pornography charges. I can't with
Does it surprise you, though, the entitlement of these clowns sometimes?
Big entitlement. I thought that
so
privilege
much,
at its best.
So much, right? All right.
All right. You know where I'm not driving?
Where?
Anywhere that requires me to do my taxes. I'll tell you that much, Riggs. I've never been this far behind. I have not done my taxes. Oh. What's the date I got to get them in by?
It's May 17th.
Oh, geez. I'm 12 days out.
Yes.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, by the way. I got to tell you, I have not even tried to start my... I haven't even looked to get the documents together. A lot of it is online now, which I appreciate.
Yeah, that
I can go on H&R Block and it literally pulls my W-2s from our work.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So it doesn't take long.
No, not at all.
It just is a matter of starting it and doing it.
That's the worst part of doing anything, really.
Have you done your taxes?
I have. We already filed.
Oh, damn.
We're getting money back this year.
Do you not? You don't normally?
No.
Oh, screw you, rich people.
No, it's not a rich person thing. It's a weird tax thing.
Okay.
I've realized that I have side stuff that I do that I don't get taxed on, and I got screwed.
Oh, like if you had cash coming in somehow?
I do other side stuff that I wasn't getting taxed on, so that's where I got screwed. They were like,
side stuff? Don't be shady.
I talk on a radio, on a TV station in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
You do voice stuff for people that you get paid for on the side. Okay,
yes, it's like side work stuff, but they don't tax it.
If I was listening right now, I'd be like, what's the side stuff he's talking about?
What's the side stuff he's doing?
I had to ask. Okay, go on.
I talk at a TV station in another city.
It's fine.
And they pay me money for it.
If you're in Tennessee and you hear Riggs on TV,
yeah, it's the CW in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I promise you. I've been doing it for 12 years now. But I never have to, they don't take taxes out of the money that they send me, so I have to then start kind of calculating in my mind how much they're going
to
take out, which is a pain in the ass.
It's so nice of you to claim it.
Such a pain in the ass. It really is. They would come after me if I didn't.
I remember bartending all my cash tips that might have never gotten claimed if anyone's listening.
You know what I've seen people, they've been doing on Instagram?
What?
When they leave tips, they write on the tip, this is not a tip, this is a gift. You're not allowed to tax it. Because if you get a gift, it's technically, it cannot be taxed if you say it's a gift. So
and
if
they
you can
say
prove,
Americans aren't smart. We're geniuses.
We all know these little white collar tips to get through our taxes.
How are you committing tax evasion today? Call us. No, I'm just kidding.
How are you bending the tax code to fit your needs,
Riggs? I got to do this, and I could. It's not like I could use a return. I mean, I enjoy getting the return every year.
Everybody does.
So I mean, it's a nice chunk of money to get something done or put it aside or whatever.
I like to break even. I like to not get a return and not owe anything.
You and I argue
it's
about
perfect.
This every year.
I think.
You're
so, yes.
Like, but that way, there's no money in out. I go, yeah, but to get a
because if you get a return, that
check,
means that you just gave the government your money just to borrow for free, free of charge. Here, just take my money.
If I did what you did,
yeah.
Where they were, you know, putting it all in my check, it would get spent, and I would never remember. I would have nothing to show for it.
Well, you got
to
have restraint and financial responsibility.
Yeah, well, I don't. It either is anyone else, Riggs, which is why we like the return. Let us live. Nobody's that financially responsible.
I'm just saying,
like,
you should be.
Put it all out there.
There's nothing wrong with saying that you should be financially responsible. Nothing at all.
No, nothing at all. I agree. But it's not going to change the fact that I love getting a return, my friend.
Of course. Everybody loves getting a check at the end of the year. It's like a little bonus.
Yeah.
Is anybody else still holding out on their taxes? Or maybe you're procrastinating something else.
It's really stupid that I haven't done it considering I'm getting a return.
You're fine.
I have nothing to... I have everything to gain.
How long does it take you to do it? 20 minutes? Half an hour?
An hour at the most to make sure I have all my stuff.
See, that's it.
I know.
An hour of your time, you're going to get money back. Just do it.
We already got a text at 414-799-1037. It says, Allie, girl, I haven't started either. And that's how they wrote it. Girl. I love when our listeners talk to me like, I talk to them.
414-799-1037. Are you still putting off your taxes?
Girl, yes,
girl?
I am.
What can I say to guys? You have a hey
dude,
girl.
Dude.
That's it?
I call my girlfriend's dude, though. I'm like, dude.
Too. Dude. 414-799-1037. We can talk to you or we'll read your text next. Are you still putting off your taxes? Or maybe you put off your child support payments every month.
Well, then you're a loser.
Unless they don't deserve the child support money.
What?
Somebody may not.
It's for the kid, Riggs. Come on.
But don't procrastinate. Wait till the last minute.
That's what I do. That's how I live. I work best in the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
I work best under pressure, Riggs. Right when I got to do it at the last minute.
I know a lot of people say that, but you still cause yourself an overwhelming amount of anxiety leading up to it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
Sure. But I'm not going to change. So.
Okay. As long as you're honest about it.
Because you're giving me crap for not filing my taxes yet, which fair. They said, what did they say here? Oh, you have a head start on me, Allie. I didn't even know what day I had to do my taxes by.
God.
And then somebody else texted in and said, at 414-799-1037, you can call or text that. I work at a bank, and people will get paper check tax returns and not bring them into deposit for almost a year.
What?
So Allie isn't that bad. Who gets a check and doesn't cash it?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, my friend Mary, who didn't cash my check.
And by the way, who gets an actual check anymore? It's called direct deposit.
Direct deposit.
The government puts it in my account. Come on.
All right. Who's on the phone?
Maria's in Whitewater.
Good morning, Maria.
Good morning.
You putting off your taxes too?
We have yet to receive last year's taxes.
What?
So, what?
Yeah.
What's the story?
We're just one of those lucky people that all of a sudden we get audited.
Oh, you got audited. I don't know anybody that's ever been audited.
How does this happen? What,
yeah.
How do they pick you? What are you rich? What's going on? I have a question.
No.
You have a business? What's the story?
Nope. They wanted us just randomly selected, and we had to supply a whole bunch of stuff for them.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's like my worst nightmare.
Were there things that you had trouble finding, like receipts or anything you had to dig up? Were you nervous about any of that?
I gave him a whole big box full.
Okay. It's like, here, this is your problem now. You want to go through my stuff? Have at it, bro. Have at it.
I didn't separate it, that's for sure.
No.
Yeah.
Make them do that if they want to audit you. I've never understood the whole...
We're holding off until we get it.
Why are we the only country that has to do this, where they send you something that says how much money you made, right? The government knows how much money I made.
Right.
They already took money out of my check.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It says right there, federal taxes withheld on my W-2.
Yeah.
Why do I then have to take those, put those in little boxes with confusing rules and statutes and forms and everything, and then send it back to you, and maybe it's right, and if it's not right, I could face jail time or get audited like you.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
Right. Well, people lie, and they lie. They don't claim things.
But they're creating the ability to lie. You wouldn't have to lie if they would just send you a bill at the end of the year. Here's how much you owe. Do I owe you extra money or not? Mm-hmm. Leave me alone.
Right.
I paid my property taxes. They took money out of my check. Why do
Let
I have to pay
me
more money?
Live.
Leave me alone.
I don't know, because I don't pay money. I get a return.
Right?
So I don't feel bad for you, Riggs, when you say that I got to pay.
No, we all pay money throughout the year.
I know, but I'm saying you don't pay and then have to pay more.
It's a, like, it's a balancing act for me.
I know people that have to pay more when they do their taxes. They pay more.
Yeah.
If I'm that rich, I'm screaming to the hills, I gotta pay more!
Right?
Well, I'm hoping we don't have to pay any, and I'm hoping that we can finally do ours.
Good luck with your audit. That sounds nerve-wracking.
Yeah, that would be nerve-wracking.
Thanks for calling in this morning. Good luck.
So people are texting in, my taxes are under a 60-day review with no explanation. Other people are saying that they are still waiting on their money, which I know they're behind this year, which I've heard that. And then somebody else said, wait, am I supposed to be keeping all of my receipts from anything? No. You only need to keep receipts for, like, if you're claiming that you donated...
Money, or you donated
money,
items, or
went,
money,
you know,
to charitable organizations.
You go to Goodwill and they say, would you like a receipt? So that when you say you donated and you get money back for that, then that you can prove that you donated.
Or you did a bunch
that's
of...
That's an example for you.
You did a bunch of upgrades to your house. You would keep the receipts for that. Just prove that you did something for some sort of an energy credit.
Because there's tax cuts for certain upgrades on your house, and it depends on the year.
And if
blah,
you have kids,
blah, blah.
Don't you have to provide like a blood sample or something? Is that how that works?
No,
I don't know.
You can, like, Riggs should not lie and say, I have a kid.
I have three children. One is Owen and one is Hudson.
Liar!
Start claiming your kids on my taxes?
Their father is like, who is this guy in Franklin that claimed my kids?
And I'm walking around with $4,000 extra dollars like, yeah!
Woo!
It's 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. Riggs and Allie. The iPad for you to win. You only got 10 minutes left to use this hour's KISS keyword, drive, at 1037kissfm.com to get your free iPad. That's drive. Today is Cinco de Mayo. The only 10% of people really know what Cinco de Mayo is about. So don't feel bad if you don't.
Okay.
Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. Do you know what Cinco de Mayo means?
The 5th of May.
There you go.
I mean, come on. I'm not that.
So when you say it, you're
I'm
speaking
not that
Spanish.
Spanish illiterate.
Very good.
I know a little bit.
Very good. No, it's actually celebrating when Mexico beat the French at the Battle of Puebla in 1862.
Okay.
Most people think it's Mexican Independence Day, which is not true at all.
Not true,
Not true at all. Most people are going to be drinking margaritas and drinking beer. We'll go to a party.
It's like when white people go crazy.
Right.
For a Mexican holiday.
Right.
I love it, dude.
Booze?
Okay.
Make sure that we're doing cultural appreciation, not cultural appropriation.
That's true, Riggs.
There's
That's
a difference
true.
Between the two.
That's
Do we
true.
Know the difference between the two?
Well, yes. One would be just doing all these things.
Going, look, I got a sombrero on a Mexican. Ha ha ha. Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, don't
The
do
other
that.
Would be saying, okay. okay, this is a significant holiday in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Why? Because of the Battle of Puebla. Maybe do some research
and
into
then
that.
While you're drinking yourself under the table, you need to talk about the history. Got it.
Right. Only 8% of people say they're going to use today to read up on Mexican history. So maybe do that a little bit.
Well, I mean,
only know this because I'm taking a Spanish class right now.
Do you take the 4th of July to read up on American history? No.
Then maybe someone should learn about America a little bit.
I'm just saying.
But I do have a question
We're
for you, Allie.
To talk, yeah.
¿Quieres hacer una fiesta?
Say that again.
¿Quieres
do you
hacer?
To go?
No.
Oh,
hacer
do you want
una
hacer?
Fiesta to do? Do you want to have a party?
How?
Do you want to have a party?
Sí.
Vamos
sí,
a beber margaritas.
Sí,
do you want to drink
amigo.
Margaritas? Sí.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Happy
Send
Cinco de Mayo.
This Whatever. Way.
Do you still drink margaritas on the rocks?
No, I can't.
You can't?
Sugar.
Do they have keto ones?
I don't know.
They don't have keto margaritas?
I don't know. I have not had a keto margarita.
Get Chef Kayla on that immediately. Get her to make a
She's
keto
busy
margarita
making
mix.
Food, man.
That's fine. Get her to do some margarita
I
mix.
Drink vodka.
I was fine too, I guess.
I mean, you know.
Not on Cinco de Mayo,
can't have
though.
Sweet drinks when you're keto, Rick.
103.7 Kiss FM. Keto is not for me, though, sounds like. This, of course, started on TikTok, Allie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that's where things start now.
I was on
now.
TikTok yesterday. God, I get so sucked in, man. It's such a good app to just check out and laugh and crack up.
This girl, she goes on TikTok earlier, like last week, and it somehow exploded with this new phrase of people. It's a term called chuggy.
How do you spell it?
Chuggy is C-H-E-U-G-Y. Chuggy.
Okay.
It's the opposite of trendy. I'll let her explain it for you real quick.
Okay.
Listen to her.
I have a new word for you that you clearly are all in need of. People will say things like, this is millennial or girl boss energy. All of these terms are pointing to the same thing. The word, my friends, is chuggy, okay? It's the opposite of trendy, stylish in middle school and high school. Maybe, maybe not. Timelines don't really matter. But it's no longer in style. It's used when someone follows these out-of-date trends.
People following out-of-date trends.
Oh.
So things like minion memes. Remember the minions from Despicable Me? People that share minion memes.
Okay.
That's chuggy.
Oh, it is.
That's chuggy.
Okay.
The guys who
Who's
say...
Who's still sharing those? The chuggy people.
The chuggy people. Guys that say Saturdays are for the boys. Those
chuggy.
Guys that say that? Chuggy.
Yeah.
Like the Barstool Sports guys. Those guys.
Right.
Chuggy.
Right.
So they're saying like chuggy isn't necessarily bad. It's just you're embracing a trend that's kind of...
Outdated.
But you still are like, I'm all about this. I want my Yes Way Rosé t-shirt. That's chuggy.
Rosé.
Rosé all day.
I still see rosé on every reality show, though. It's not like they stopped drinking it. I think rosé is still cool. See, this is the problem.
It's not rosé that is not cool. It's just the phrases and the jokes around it that are not cool anymore.
I'm confused because it should be. So you're saying
rosé is fine to drink, but when you start making goofy jokes about the wine, like,
cool.
Rosé all day, girl, then you're being a little chuggy. That's what they're saying.
Okay.
But this is weird because chuggy is like, it's hard to define, but it's so broad. It's kind of like basic was. But it's not as like negative as basic
Listen,
was.
Listen, you come up with these terms from TikTok.
Yeah.
And I love TikTok.
I didn't come up with it.
I don't care. Just because a chick on TikTok says I got to use the word chuggy, can't I just say you're outdated?
You can.
Can't I just say?
That's what I said too. I was like, isn't this kind of like, remember when Visco Girl was the thing when you had like the Ugg boots and then the straw, the metal straw? They had Visco Girl for a while.
Uh-huh.
I go, isn't it kind of the same as like a Visco Girl or a basic bitch kind of?
Yeah.
Isn't that chuggy
Which
a little
I
bit?
I still think basic bitches are a thing. I don't know.
That's chuggy.
No,
thinking that basic
think
bitches
so.
Are a thing is chuggy.
I don't think so. There's tons of basic bitches out there, man.
And the basic
and
bitches
I'm
are chuggy.
With them. I know them.
That's just what they're saying is that now is chuggy. That's the new phrase.
To say you're basic.
Yes.
Dude, there are just things that are basic. Starbucks, the car wash, like there are basic things in life that are just basic.
Vests are basic. Vests in fall, basic.
Totally.
Totally.
Totally, but I love them.
Have you heard of the phrase chuggy at all? Am I on a planet, another planet with this?
I don't think you're on another planet.
No.
It obviously blew up on TikTok.
Of course.
But it's got to blow up everywhere else for me to embrace this.
Herbal Essence shampoo. Chuggy.
Wait, what's wrong with Herbal Essence and shampoo?
See?
Are you calling me old? What's
no, I'm saying you're chuggy. It's okay. It's not bad to be chuggy.
Oh,
it's just a thing now.
Man.
414-799-1037. Maybe you've heard of things that are chuggy, or you yourself know that you are.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still wear Ugg boots all the time? It's chuggy. It's fine. Mm-hmm. You're allowed to do it. It's not negative. It's
My
just describing a new term of things.
My kid said to me in bed last night, he goes, you're a boomer. Ooh! like, I go, I'm not a boomer. And he goes, and then he says to me, what does that mean? That you're? He didn't even know what it meant, Riggs. He didn't even know. I said, boomer is a generation. He goes, well, what do they become
your
next?
Mom and dad are boomers.
That's what I told him. I said, grandma and grandpa are boomers.
Yeah.
I am a millennial.
Yes.
You know, and I was like, just barely. And you're kind of Gen Z. And
Gen
that's
Z,
the way it is.
Gen Alpha a little bit, almost.
And he's like, so they had been doing this at school. You're a boomer, but they didn't know what it meant. They didn't know what it meant, Riggs.
There it is, using it. Well, that's what I'm trying to do with Chuggy. So when you hear it and you start using it, you use it correctly. 414-799-1037. We're the Chuggy people now. Let's talk. Hold on. It's fine. Posted. 103.7 KISS FM. Riggs and Allie. Good morning.
I just sent Riggs a funny TikTok and I said, is this as funny as I think it is? Should I post this? And he said, yes. Dude, it's about dating.
Post it.
All right, I'll post it now on my Instagram story, which is my Facebook story.
It's a non-Chuggy post.
Funny
non-Chuggy
stuff. All right.
Chuggy is this word that's been circulating around, apparently so popular that the New York Times had to write an article explaining to people what Chuggy was.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the girl on TikTok explaining it again in case you missed it.
I have a new word for you that you clearly are all in need of. People will say things like, this is millennial or girl boss energy. All of these terms are pointing to the same thing.
Yep.
The word, my friends, is Chuggy, okay? It's the opposite of trendy, stylish in middle school and high school. Maybe, maybe not. Timelines don't really matter. But it's no longer in style. It's used when someone follows these out-of-date trends.
Out-of-date trends that you're still, like, all about. Chuggy.
Right.
Like,
Listen, this is where I draw the line, though. If you're too cool for the room. I don't like those people who are always trying to call everybody out on. There are things that are, yes, outdated, and I will not be afraid to say that. But some people get too cool for the room. I don't like those people, man.
Like when they were saying that what the side part was dated or something. What was it, the side part or the middle part?
This is not very Midwestern of you, okay? We live in the past. That's what we do in the Midwest.
You're saying be kind in the Midwest? That's what we should be?
Yeah, well, you can tell somebody if they're wearing something wonky, but you know.
Right, but you'll know Chuggy when you see it.
Yeah.
414-799-1037. Who's on the phone?
Rebecca's in Milwaukee.
What up, Rebecca?
Good morning.
Have you heard of this Chuggy before?
So I have a 13 and a 15-year-old.
Okay.
So I live in a house with TikTok addicts.
You know.
Uh-huh.
And if using the word Chuggy when you're, I guess, 40 is cringy.
Okay, so see, there's the next problem.
So when you're using the word, then it's cringy.
You have to be young.
Yep. So cringy is a better word than chuggy, and I guess they're similar depending on your age. Like, if you're 13, it's okay to say, but when you get close to the 40 mark, you're just super lame.
Okay, wait, Rebecca.
And lame isn't really a word you should use anymore either.
Oh, whatever. Screw them. Listen, these little punks. I'll tell you what. I got kids too, girl. I'm with you. You got teenagers. It kills me, though, how, you know what the core of that is? Now that I am the same age as Rebecca, I'm here with kids now. I'm on the other side.
What?
I was there. We were all their age. We remember.
Yeah.
Your parents aren't cool, right?
Yeah.
I think, Rebecca, it has something to do with we can't do anything they do or then it becomes uncool. Are you following? So they may have a trend, but if we pick it up, that's it. We want out because our parents are doing it and now it's not cool. So they don't want us getting in on their trends. They won't allow it. Are you following me, Riggs?
Yeah.
And Rebecca?
Do you remember the term hipster? Rings the bell. That's what it sounds like. Hipsters. Like, they want things to be cool that aren't cool. They want to be uncool for the sake of being cool. Or cool for the sake of...
It's cool to be weird or
unique. It's cool to be uncool.
Right. But kids,
the more weird and the more unique you are, the cooler you are now.
But the second they're doing what we're doing, it becomes... Like, we can't do what they're doing or it immediately becomes uncool.
Right.
Yeah, they really want us off TikTok.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
they
it's
don't
not...
want us on there.
It doesn't matter what we do.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. They're going to say we're uncool. That's
but we're helping
what
their
at.
We're helping their algorithm. They should want us on their TikToks
because
we're watching
you think they'd want us?
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Rebecca.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You say not chuggy, it's cringy, is what you're using instead.
Because no matter how cool I try to be with my kids, they think it's cringy if I say something they say.
Right.
I can't say this. You know what I'm saying?
So they think of these words and these terms to describe other people, and then when they use those
old people,
words
well,
to describe themselves, then it's
middle-aged
cringy.
People use them, then it's cringy. So you see what I'm saying? Like, we can't win.
Nobody wins.
That's my problem.
Thanks, TikTok.
And I have a niece who's 14 who cried when her mom tried to part her hair down the side one time to see how it looked. She cried.
They'll make fun of me on TikTok.
My sister called me and said, your niece is screaming bloody murder because I tried to give her a side part for one. This was the end of her world, Riggs, okay?
It does, because if people see it on TikTok, so it won't get any likes.
My sister put the middle part back and moved on with her life.
Right. I hope I can calm you a little bit about this. You don't need to worry too much about it.
I'm shaking over here. I don't know why I'm shaking, but why am I worried? Riggs, I got plenty of things that don't matter in the world to worry about, okay?
Well, now you have something to worry about. A 22-ton, 100-foot piece of rocket falling down to the earth, and we don't know where the hell it's going to land.
What does that even mean?
No, China sent this space station part up back on April 29th. And normally when you launch something up into space, the rocket part is only needed to get it off the ground, so that falls back to earth. And normally, they control where it lands.
Right.
It lands back in the water because it launches over water. But this so happened to go back into the orbit of the earth.
I don't think a lot of people realize that it comes off when it goes in the air, that the rocket comes down. Like, I don't think people know.
Well, that's what
I don't think everybody knows that.
Used to happen with, like, the space shuttle. There's, like, the three things attached to the bottom of the space shuttle. Once it gets off the ground, it doesn't need those rockets anymore.
Right.
Because once it gets in space, there's no gravity, so it just pulls it away. So those rockets fall back down to earth.
Yeah. Got to be geeking out, fighting to get this done.
Oh, yeah. The Pentagon is watching this, man. They're saying it could fall as early as Saturday, and they're thinking it's going to fall somewhere in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of the United States.
So
it's very unlikely. It's very unlikely to hit any place with, like, people or cities or anything like that.
A damn rocket comes down in your yard. I can't even imagine.
No, I couldn't.
I'd be like, what the hell?
This is what you're playing with when you start shooting stuff into space.
I'd be like, am I dead? Like, what's happening?
What is falling from the sky?
What is going on?
China's downplaying it. They're saying that it's very, very, very low chance of even hitting anybody.
Well, yeah, because we'd all freak out if you told me. If you told me it was coming to me, I'd freak out.
Of course you would. They'll know probably.
But I do want to know if it's coming to me, Riggs.
I'm sure you will get news alerts. I'm sure breaking news alerts will come down. Probably Friday or Saturday when it does happen.
Listen, I'm going to come to work on Monday and forget about the damn thing. And you're going to be like, guess where it landed?
Did you see where it landed?
Oh, I forgot.
Somewhere in the middle of Nebraska. It was crazy, Allie. It was crazy. Oh, yeah, the rocket. That's right.
Well, it's Nebraska.
Don't worry about it. I think we'll all be fine.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Sheesh, get it together, Riggs.
Sheesh.
All right, so can we get into this story? Because it just irritates me. You already know this. Josh Duggar, who is the oldest of the Duggar kids from 5 Million Kids and Counting, got canceled that show, by the way, 6 years ago because it came out that he had been accused of molesting other people when he was 14, including his own sisters. Then we found out he was cheating on his wife and on Ashley Madison, which is a cheating website. All this came out. He apologized, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, Homeland Security has been investigating this guy since 2019.
Yeah.
We now know why he was arrested without bail, because he was in possession of child pornography. He faces up to 20 years in jail. He is being held without bail, but here's what's so funny. His lawyer is going to go into court and ask that he be released to his 6 kids and his pregnant wife.
No.
This guy had possession of child porn. He's not going to a house with kids. And if you allow it, screw you, are shame on you.
How entitled do you have to be to think that I'm just going to get, I'll get let out and there'll be a court liaison that'll watch me and supervise me.
Yeah,
imagine? No. Think about the kids that you had pictures of. The
disgusting
people that you victimized. Yeah, those are the people that we need to be worrying about.
You cannot be
not
around
you.
Children, including your own, because you are sick and something is not right here. Listen,
you need help.
Josh Duggar says he's not a flight risk, though, because he's too recognizable. Okay. Again, not the point.
No.
You don't get out because you're a danger to kids.
We're not
That's
worried about
all
you.
We know.
We're not worried about you flying anywhere. We're worried about you touching children, you
Thank
weirdo.
You. Riggs, you said it right there, my friend.
We're not worried about you flying anywhere. We're worried about you being with other children. Stop it.
The judge said the only way he gets out, if he gets out, is if he's released to a third party and he doesn't go near his kids. But the guy has the nerve to go into court and ask to be sent home to his children after he gets arrested on child porn charges. Josh Duggar, you suck.
If the third party is a plexiglass box at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, then sure, release him there.
Even
release
then, I'm not there. Good with
right?
it.
How did Facebook screw you? This is why you stay away from Facebook. It's the devil. The
you know,
devil.
I've hated it since before the election. It got too crazy for me. It was just nuts, the stuff people were sharing. It was crazy before the election, out of control, the irresponsible crap getting posted. But I just kind of moved on. I went over to Insta more. TikTok even, I'll play with you a little bit. But Facebook, I still have it. I still post on it. I get on it from time to time. Yeah. Do you remember the movie The Social Dilemma, which was the documentary about social media on Netflix, which came out in the past year or two?
How they use your own psychology against you to keep you addicted to your phone, essentially. Mm-hmm.
And they send you notifications that will trick you, supposedly. Yeah. But so normally I get a notification, I'm like, nice try, Facebook. Not interested in what Jimmy's doing today for his birthday, but thanks for letting me know it's his birthday.
Isn't there even a scene in the movie, The Social Dilemma, where they have like the guy in the phone that says, like, let's send him a picture that he got tagged in a photo with his ex-girlfriend.
It was exaggerated, but they had people pretending that they were at Facebook sending out notifications about a girl he liked.
Yeah.
Because they can see how much you're on someone's profile, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you're behind the scenes. So they're she's got a crush. Yeah, well, I got to work. What time? It's 5:30.
Yeah.
And I see a notification from Facebook at 5:30 in the morning that says, Penelope just shared a post.
And your sister?
Says, yeah. She's in California. It's 3:30 in California a.m. And she's a principal. She's not. Why would she be awake at 3:30 in the morning?
Sharing a picture.
Made no sense. So I got worried.
Yeah.
So I texted her and I said, why are you awake? And I sent her a screenshot of the notification from Facebook.
Yeah. At 5:30 in the morning.
She says, I posted that yesterday. So I woke her up, but Facebook sent me a notification that said, just now, Penelope, because at the bottom it tells you how long ago the notification was.
Well, the notification was just now, but she posted it yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So you're thinking she's up right now posting on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
When in actuality, she posted it last night. Facebook's like, oh, this bitch is up now at 5:30. Let's send her a notification. Hook her in.
And then I woke my sister up, who was pissed. And she's like, I'm not on Facebook. I'm like, damn it. That was the one notification they got me with. I thought something was wrong. I thought she was up at 3 in the morning sharing random posts and something was wrong. No. They screwed me. They got me, man. And I've seen that documentary.
You know, I don't have Facebook on my phone anymore.
Oh, you don't?
I deleted it off my phone.
Did you? Why?
Because when I got a new phone, I couldn't log into it. It says that I have to use some sort of two-step authentication.
Uh-huh. I went through all that. It was a nightmare.
That I can't set up. I don't know why it's not working. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to hassle with this anymore.
Do you know what?
I can get it on my computer if I need to. But why do I want to?
Do you remember what social media app this happened to me to? I got locked out of a social media app and I just said, screw it.
That's right. You got locked out of your Twitter.
I got locked out of Twitter for like 2 years. I couldn't figure out why.
Right.
My account was active. I had the password.
Yeah.
But every time I tried to log in, it would say something was wrong. So I said, screw you, Twitter. And I gave up.
Yeah.
And randomly, I got back in like a few months ago. I still don't even know what I did to get back in. I didn't do much. But I was blocked. So I didn't worry about it. I gave up. I quit.
That's what I did with
I'm
Facebook.
Like, you cut me off. I quit. I got other apps.
I can't get it on my phone. Cool. Yeah. I've got other apps I can get distracted by and annoyed
by. What's your number one social media app used right now?
Most number one
honestly,
used.
Number one.
Instagram.
Is it? That's mine too.
By
I
far.
Was just curious.
By far. Instagram. Mm-hmm. Instagram and then TikTok probably.
TikTok second.
And then Facebook.
And then
Snapchat
Facebook.
Still. I'm still on Snapchat.
Yeah, a lot of people are on Snapchat, but I haven't been on my Snapchat.
I still talk to a lot of people on Snapchat.
If I go back to Snapchat, then dudes are going to ask for it when I meet them to date. And they're going to, and a guy that only wants to communicate on Snapchat can suck it. Like, I'm not that girl. Like,
oh, because he wants the disappearing
those
messages?
Those are the guys you want to stay away from. Like, I just don't.
Those are the trash guys.
You can text me or message me on the actual dating app.
Right. Have you been hooked in like this on your social media like that before?
Damn notifications.
Something screwed you like that?
Trick.
You can always call or text. It's 414-799-1037. Don't do it again. Don't fall for it. Next time, just ignore the notification.
I'm never
ignore
opening
it.
A notification again.
Don't do it. Just ignore it.
Even if it says somebody checked in and they're alive, don't care.
Don't care. Don't care.
Funny sometimes. Online all the time with the Odyssey app. You're listening to Riggs and Allie, 103.7 KISS FM.